Carrick 955, this is the wash up thanks to Goddings Kubota's Platinum Excavator Dealer GDFL now. Qualifying final yesterday out at the Gordon Tafe Oval at Sorbonne's Reserve, Bellpost Hill 12-12-84. Thompson 11-8-74. Never ride off the Panthers when they get onto the wide expanses at Sorbonne's Reserve. Coach Brad Martin, good enough to join us. Brad, did too many of us write you off? And oh, we might have just lost Brad there. We might try and get Brad back up. If we can, Gibbo's back in the studio pushing the buttons. But while we do get Brad back up, just having a look at the goal kickers from yesterday's clash. Jaden Ettridge with 4, Matty James and Joel Page with 2 apiece, Tane Rabus and Bo McNamara among the best for the Panthers. And for Thompson, Jared Matheson kicked 3 and Daniel Freeman a couple, Egan Holwell and Hodson among the best for the Tigers. Now, the winner of the clash between Geelong West and Bannockburn this afternoon will take on Thompson in next week's first semi-final. So I think that's now at least 3 consecutive years of first semi-finals for the Tigers. I think they've beat North Geelong in the last 2 eliminations finals. And we're just trying to get Brad back on the line at the moment. And we'll hopefully have a quick chat to him about the performance yesterday afternoon. But the Panthers getting through to a second semi-final. I mean, they'll take on Inverleigh, of course, who they played in last year's grand final, making Bellpost Hills win even more meritorious yesterday afternoon. Was, of course, that they lost to Thompson twice during the season and were able to get a good start and go on with it from there. Thompson did fight back, kicked 4 goals in the final quarter to get the margin back to 10 points, kept Bellpost Hill goalless, only to 3 points, but were able to get over the line. As I think Brad is now good enough to join us. Brad, thanks for your time. I was talking about how some of us in the media and some of the pundits had looked at it as a 2-horse race, Inverleigh and Thompson, and I think you just reminded everybody why you're so good at this time of the year.
Yeah, it was a good day, mate, but a little bit close towards the end, but definitely a great result for us.
Talk to us about, I suppose, that second quarter and how crucial it was to just give yourself some separation between yourselves and Thompson.
Yeah, always good to go off a bit at half time, and there was a bit of a breeze there that was kind of a little bit favouring one end, so we just wanted to get our nose in front at half time and start again for the third quarter.
Who performed well? I was looking at some of the names and Tane Rabus's name there, but I suspect Bo McNamara, after a couple of years away at Grovedale, would have been just relishing being back in the finals with Bellpost Hill.
Yeah, for sure. We spoke about it before the game. He said he played a couple of games there against St Albans, but just wasn't obviously the same atmosphere. But his form over the last probably 4 to 6 weeks, he's playing probably the best football I've seen him play. So all credit to him.
Yeah. What pleased you the most about yesterday?
I just think the will to get over the line and the intensity that we played with. It's definitely a finals-like intensity, and they definitely went out and had the concentration there for a full 4 quarters.
Yep. Inverleigh next week. Obviously, they hold no fear for you. I know, obviously, you've struggled against Inverleigh and Thompson this year, but I got the win earlier in the year. I suppose you take some confidence out of that.
Yeah, for sure. I guess we can only base ourselves on our current form, and the guys will be great during the week. Their confidence getting that one win in the finals out of the way, so we can focus now on next week.
I know I spoke to you, obviously, during the week about the fact that you thought you could challenge, and no doubt the players talk about it as well. Is it something that's discussed in the group that the players talk about? You know, well, gee, everybody seems to be writing us off and think we're just making up the numbers.
Yeah, we mention it just quietly between the group and where we're at. And obviously, you hear opinions on where we're at, but we know where we're at. So that's our main focus, and the guys want to really have a big crack this week against Inverleigh.
Yep. Another guy that spent some time on the sideline, Dave Holsfiend, back out there as well in the finals thick of things. He was very good in the 2016 final series, obviously missed all of 2017 and had an impact yesterday.
Yeah, he's definitely played some great football out at St Albans, and he's driven by having to sit out last year, obviously, with his knee operation. So a lot of good stories in there, but, you know, it's only 1 week out of the way, so...
Yeah, absolutely. I suppose, do you look at it as 3 hurdles? Is that how you treat the final series? If you can clear 3 hurdles, you win a premiership?
Well, that's right. The position we're in, I guess if you win 3 in a row, you win a premiership. But, yeah, massive focus on 1 week at a time and go from there.
Absolutely. Talk to us about the Whitley Medal tomorrow night. Of course, best and fairest. Have you got a tip for tomorrow night? Who do you think will poll well out of Myers Reserve?
I think Matty James has had a pretty good year. by McNamara second half, but I'm not sure it's too defender friendly to win that medal. Adrian Fantala will pole well again, I'd say. So it's going to be interesting with our guys, so it should be a good night.
Yeah, absolutely. Brad, we really appreciate your time. Yes, we should never write off Bell Post Hill. I think lesson learned once again about the Panthers when they get onto St Albans Reserve. Well done. Good luck next Saturday against Inverleigh. Looking forward to an absolutely cracking clash.
Too easy, Tom. Thanks for the call.